From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Germany, new evidence from the U.S. Justice Department was introduced in the retrial of Munir el-Motassadeq. He's accused of helping the September 11th hijackers with logistics and of covering up for them when they were away from Germany. From Hamburg, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The new evidence is a six-page document from the U.S. Department of Justice. It summarizes interrogations of two men in U.S. custody accused of planning the September 11th attacks. In court and later outside the Hamburg courthouse, Motassadeq's defense lawyer Udo Jakob claimed these interrogation summaries destroyed the basis for the prosecution's case.
The prosecution said in the indictment that the plans for the attacks on the 11th of September had been established in Hamburg in 1999. But now we have the proof that the attacks have been planned in Afghanistan.
The timing, he says, is crucial. Motassadeq is accused of being a member of the so-called Hamburg cell of 9/11 plotters. Its mastermind is believed to have been Ramzi bin al-Shib. He's in U.S. custody, and summaries of his interrogations are part of what was read in court today. According to these summaries, bin al-Shib says the Hamburg cell didn't actually exist until the year 2000. He has also said that Motassadeq knew nothing of the hijacking plot. But prosecutors say none of this undermines their indictment that says hijacking plans were laid with Motassadeq's knowledge in Hamburg in 1999. The U.S. Department of Justice warned the German court that bin al-Shib might have been withholding information or employing counterinterrogation techniques. Still, defense lawyer Jakob says there's no reason for bin al-Shib to lie about the hijackers or Motassadeq.
Because they are dead already and everybody knows they were participating. So I think when he's talking about Motassadeq, he should talk the truth.
That's not enough for Christian Weise, a lawyer representing the son of an American woman killed in the attacks. Weise wonders why a high-level accused terrorist would do anything but lie to American interrogators. He's hanging hope on testimony scheduled for next month of an Al Jazeera journalist who wrote a book and made a video based in part on interviews with bin al-Shib after the attacks, but before he was arrested. Weise says this could provide a different version of bin al-Shib's story.
Because he wasn't arrested at this time, and in the video and in the book it seems that bin al-Shib was proud to tell about how he was involved in the plot. And I don't know how much bin al-Shib tells American investigators, just have these summaries. But I think he told a lot to Al Jazeera.
What's particularly new in these interrogation summaries is bin al-Shib's description of another suspected member of the Hamburg cell, Zakaria Essebar. Bin al-Shib claims that Essebar was the messenger who delivered the date, 11/9, to a contact in Afghanistan, although bin al-Shib claims that Essebar knew no details of the plot. Lawyers working with the prosecution say this indicates the cell was bigger than bin al-Shib admits and provides further circumstantial evidence against Motassadeq. Essebar is still at large. Motassadeq was found guilty in 2003, but later won a retrial, in part because the U.S. hadn't provided any evidence from bin al-Shib. His interrogation summaries read in court today were the second batch introduced in the retrial. The Department of Justice made it clear they were the last. A verdict in Motassadeq's retrial is scheduled for August 19th. Emily Harris, NPR News, Hamburg.